We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Karen. It's great to see everybody today.
Hi, I'm Sam.
I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hello, I'm Ryan.
I'm Hannah, and God has given us songs to sing.
Today we are going to hear some of our listeners' favorite songs.
Thanks to all our friends who responded.
As you'll see today, God uses our music in many ways.
Last week, I went to a program at a preschool in Baltimore called God's Little People. And thanks to Kim Jewell and Phyllis Kepner for sharing our music with their children. 140 children sang and danced. They praised the Lord to our songs, and their faces were shining, and so were their light sticks. They all had light sticks in their hand as they sang, Jesus is the light of the world. Let's say that together.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Friend in Granville, Michigan, who discovered our program and music on the internet. Here's what he wrote.
I work with a special needs young lady. During one of the broadcasts, we heard, I sing the mighty power of God. We enjoy the modern arrangement of this wonderful traditional hymn. The music speaks for itself. What better idea can you sing about than God's power?
Build the earth with food.
I'm a teacher who uses our music both at her school and at her church.
And Fruit of the Spirit was her favorite.
Her students sang it for the end-of-the-year program at her school.
It's so important for little children to learn about God's Word.
God has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us,
teach us,
comfort us.
The Holy Spirit helps us every day.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit.
Our great friend of the ministry, Bev Singleton, says that one of her favorite songs is I Am Who I Am. And I can't help but think of the day that we used that song to minister to someone when we were in Philadelphia. Carolyn and Hallie, do you remember that? When we were riding in the carriage and we sang that song. Alexa, you want to share that?
Yeah.
Remember that song? Alexa, you want to share about it?
We took a carriage ride when we were in Philadelphia. And our driver, she was telling us about how her life was sort of a mess and just things were not going her way. And so we decided to sing her I Am Who I Am. And she started to cry while we were singing. And she said she would never forget that God is always with her and that he's always strong even when things around her seem to be crumbling.
That's right. I Am Who I Am. That's a song that about Moses. But in the world that we live in today, I think it's so appropriate for all of us.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
I will save
my
people.
For
I am who I am.
Quite a few listeners told us that their favorite song was God Loves Me.
That was the first song that Miss Karen wrote for her church.
And you know what? I wrote it because I wanted kids to understand that God loves them all the time. Kids need to know that God's love is amazing. All through the day, no matter what they are doing or how they're feeling, God's love is there for them, and it's always the same. He even loves us when we're bad. And what a great message to sing about.
God loves me,
God loves me,
in the morning,
in the morning,
and
God loves me, in the afternoon,
and God
loves me, in the nighttime,
God loves me,
all the time,
all the
for his love and all the ways that he works in our lives.
We thank him for our songs.
They are all from him.
The Bible says, "Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth, for in these I delight."
All that we have accomplished is from his hands.
It is our prayer that you would know our Lord.
He is kind.
He will always be there for you.
He is all-powerful.
He will forgive you for anything that you have done wrong.
What a great God we serve!
And we want to sing his praises.
Father, you have given us songs to sing.
Songs that teach your truth.
Songs that tell your stories.
Thank you so much for your blessings on our lives with music.
May all that we do bring honor to you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to know more about our music and ministry, please contact us.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit us online to hear samples from our music, www.karenandkids.com.
And remember,
keep singing
and praising the Lord.
See you next time.
Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.